So I went on Twitter at some point today, and My Cousin Vinny was trending.
Is it possible to two youths?
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Well, remember, what they're going to show you trending is not what they're going to show me trending necessarily, just so you know. Like, the trends have to do with your interests.
And your location. And
your location and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. So we're in your sphere, My Cousin Vinny was trending. Why? Why was it trending?
See, that's what I'm wondering. When I see something like that, I'm like, did Joe Pesci die? You know, this is the things I'm thinking before I hit click.
Yeah.
To find out why it's trending. Well, it's trending because the list came out today of 1,001 movies you have to see before you die.
1,001? Who's got that kind of time?
These people.
Okay.
IMDb. Well, I mean, IMDb has nothing else going on except movies.
Was My Cousin Vinny number one, or they forget
My
about
Cousin
it?
My Cousin Vinny wasn't on the list.
Oh.
So everybody was bitching about it.
Twitter was mad about that.
Right. So out of 1,001 movies, you couldn't find a place for My Cousin Vinny.
Right.
Which I agree with. But then I go on and I go, okay, so what was on the list of 1,001 movies you have to see before you die? You and I are going to say Idiocracy's got to be on that list.
Is it not on that list at all?
Not in the top 20.
You're not gonna read me the whole 1,001, are you?
Okay, number 1,001.
What is it?
Freddy Got Fingered. No. I wonder if that movie made the list. Number 20, Forrest Gump.
Number 20.
Number 20. Number 19, Fight Club.
Okay, so far so good.
So far, number 18, Blade Runner.
Listen, a lot of people love that movie. It was iconic for them.
It's the 2017 version.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, really?
Yeah, so people like that one, I guess. I couldn't make it through it.
No, well, that's because it had Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford in it. Everybody loves them.
So that's number 18. Number 16 is the first Blade Runner.
Oh, well, sure. That makes sense.
So that's number 16. Number 15, Goodfellas.
Right.
It's got to be on the list. Number 14.
Got to be, yeah.
The first Independence Day.
Yeah, I'll go for that one. Yeah, I think that one's the better of the, what is it, two, three of them?
Yeah. Movies to see before you die. Number 13, The Godfather Part 2.
What? Those were, I'm sorry. I'm not a Godfather fan. 2 and 3 were terrible.
No, 2 was really good. Oh, 3 was great. Terrible. 2 was not bad. Number 12 should be number 1, Pulp Fiction.
Not number 1. That's an important movie to see, I think, especially for a certain generation. That was one of the first movies that I ever bought the entire soundtrack.
Yeah,
that never
what a
happened.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah, great soundtrack. I was like, wow, they really introduced me to a lot of music that was so cool.
Number 11, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, you know, again, for our generation, that is an iconic movie. I don't know that Gen Z is necessarily connecting to the movies that their parents
mm-hmm.
were into.
I love that it only made $27 million, but I've seen it probably 300 times.
Because it's on for free on television, that's why.
Number 10, it made $700 million. You hated it.
Is it one of the Star Wars?
Titanic.
Oh, I hated Titanic. Just even the word, just when you say Titanic, ugh. Hated it. And, you know, and remember, I have to remind everybody, Kate Winslet is my favorite actress on the planet. She can do no wrong. And I rolled my eyes out loud. Somebody took me to see that in the movie theater. And, oh, it was so manipulative and so, like, stupid. And there was so many holes in the story. Oh, it was so hard to watch. Who liked Titanic?
It got 1.4 million votes. Grossed 700 million. You can watch it on Netflix, by the way, right now. Number 9, Inception.
That was a cool movie.
That was a cool movie. So that made number 8, Taxi Driver.
Yeah, see, a lot of the movies that you're mentioning in the top 10 are ones that are really inserted into pop culture. Mm-hmm. People make references to it. If you don't see the movie, you're not going to get a lot of jokes and references that are constantly in video games or on YouTube channels. Like, it's really infiltrated our culture. So that's probably why you should see these movies.
The Taxi Driver was a really good movie. It even holds up now. Number 7, The Dark Knight.
Yes, that's the best Batman.
That was with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Number 6, movies you have to see before you die, Star Wars.
Boring.
Stop it. So Shawshank Redemption, number 5. Never seen it.
Oh, what? Are you serious? You never seen Shawshank Redemption?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, that's another one of those really important movies because there's references to it. There's iconic moments. Yeah, no, that you have to see. And that was another one it's always on television. It's on, like, you can find it on probably Netflix right now.
It's on HBO Max.
You should go watch that one. There you go. Go watch it on HBO Max.
Jurassic Park, number 4, the first one.
Yeah, people love the original one. They love the original of everything. But, I don't know, I think some of the Jurassic Parks that have happened since are also pretty good.
Surprising, number 3, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's the Brad Pitt.
Margot Robbie.
Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. Right, Quentin Tarantino. I loved that movie. I don't know that it's one of the movies you should see, one of the top 10 movies you should see before you die. But it's
really good, though.
It was quite good. And that's the first time I ever saw Sydney Sweeney, who's one of my favorite actresses from Euphoria. Fucking love her.
Number 2, The Godfather, first one. Stop it.
I hate
Stop it.
Godfather and Star Wars. I'm sick of people shoving those movies down my throat. They're not good
movies. There's a good reason for it.
Boring.
Because they're awesome. Number 1 movie you have to see before you die.
Mean Girls.
Top Gun.
What?
Top Gun.
Where's Mean Girls? I feel like Mean Girls is a much more important movie, certainly for my generation.
No, mean it really Girls is, because is more important than The Godfather.
The Godfather. Yes, that is our Godfather. All of our references on... I can't tell you how often I will open up Instagram and just like a random friend of mine will be at work and they'll be like, on Wednesdays we wear pink, and it's like 5 people wearing pink. I'm telling you, it really infiltrated the culture in so many ways. I mean, all the gifts that people use from Mean Girls, like all day long, like get in, loser, we're going shopping. It's a really important movie. That should be in the top 10, if not the number 1.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking. It's a lot of movies. It's 1,001, so it takes a while to get to. All right. Mean Streets. Mean Girls did not make the list of 1,001 movies you have to see before you die.
See, that's how you know old people made this list. Old white men made this list.
It did not make the list.
And you know, not to be a dick, but there was not one movie you mentioned in the top 20 movies that stars was made by people of color. There's some really important movies that were made by people of color. And of course, none of those made that list. So fuck this list.
No Mean Girl. It's IMDb.
Yeah, but
so they know movies. That's their job. Pink Flamingos made the list, but Mean Girls didn't.
That's hilarious. So Pink Flamingos, in case you don't know, that's a John Waters movie, and it's disgusting. It's really gross, but it's sort of iconic, but it's really gross.
But it made the list, and
that's funny.
Mean Girls did not.